Governor Pat McCrory, hopefully this will be the last briefing we have to give for several days. We've had a good day today in North Carolina. We've had a good day with sunshine throughout the state, which has helped the conditions. But we're not out of the woods quite yet because tonight, due to the cold weather, and tomorrow night during extremely cold weather, we have two major concerns. One is black ice, in which DOT cannot deal with, the plows and so forth cannot deal with black ice, and that is a major concern tonight and tomorrow night. And also, especially for tomorrow night, since the weather will be literally down to 0 degrees and below in certain parts of our state, and highs of 10 in all parts of our state, we're going to be dealing with very, very frigid conditions, and we're worried about the safety of people who possibly do not have sufficient heat or will use secondary sources of heat, which could be potentially dangerous. So we are two serious concerns we have right now, basically, is the black ice tonight and tomorrow night, and the frigid cold weather, which could impact people who don't have sufficient heat or are homeless. And we need to do everything we can to help them. And I'm going to be having Frank Perry and Tony Tata give a little more detail on some of our issues, but I do want to give you a update of what's happened today and what we plan to do in the upcoming days. First of all, I want to again thank North Carolinians, especially yesterday, for heeding our advice and parts of today and staying off dangerous roads. We want to continue to give that advice. Use your common sense. Don't get on roads, especially where there is still liquid on those roads or ice or snow on those roads, because there are going to be very, very dangerous conditions, especially as night and darkness comes to North Carolina. There have been no additional fatalities today to report, which is very, very good news. Our hearts and prayers are still with the family that lost a 17-year-old young girl, and we're really very sad about that. The State Highway Patrol continues to respond to a very high volume of calls for service, more than 700 calls between midnight and noon. About half of those were crashes. Teams of troopers continue to help us, and law enforcement officers from alcohol, law enforcement, North Carolina Wildlife, and DOT License and Theft are all working together to help the highway situation. We have done an outstanding job. I want to compliment all these law enforcement officials for checking abandoned vehicles to help ensure no one is stranded on the roads. That is going to continue to be high priority tonight and tomorrow night. We're especially concerned about some of the secondary road areas where someone could drive off the roads because of the black ice, or they haven't been plowed as of yet. And we want to encourage everyone to check roads that you might think are abandoned. We need to make sure if someone's in there, we help them in any way. That could be a very, very dangerous situation. The National Guard has been assisting with stranded motorist patrols, and in fact has transported some citizens with special medical needs just today. One of our Guard's teams transported some elderly residents to a shelter, while another helped a patient get to their dialysis treatment, which is very, very important. We'd like to thank those teams for doing that. A third team was the first on site, on the scene to a pretty serious motor vehicle crash, and that helped the situation a great deal. Transportation crews worked all day to treat and clear roads with salt, sand, plows, and they've made great progress. I want to especially thank the both the city crews throughout the state and the state crews who are still working as we speak to clear as many roads as possible until darkness comes. Many of the major highways are greatly improved, but again, many of the secondary roads throughout the state are still icy and very, very hazardous. DOT crews will continue to treat these roads, but let me be clear, again, there's not much they can do to treat black ice, which will be returning within the next hour as the sun goes down. I want to thank also the electric utility crews at the major utilities in the state and the co-ops who are also risking their lives to get electricity back on. I've personally done that myself as a young man. It's very, very dangerous work. Don't take their work for granted. They're working very hard throughout the state. Power outages peaked earlier today. At one time today, we had about 63,000 people across the state without power, As of about 4:30 today, that has been reduced to 36,000 customers. So a lot of these utility crews still have a lot of work to do. They were parked in Columbia, South Carolina. Many crews, especially the Duke Energy crews, were parked in Columbia, not knowing where they were going to be needing to go. And that it looks like that strategy worked extremely well because some of the areas that were harder hit were not areas that we anticipated yesterday, especially in the eastern part of the state. In fact, the majority of the electric outages have been in Sampson, Robinson, Bladen, Pender, and Duplin counties. And so the strategy has worked, staying outside the major areas of ice to allow the utility trucks to go to those areas that were most severely impacted with power needs. Shelters remain open in Mecklenburg, Bladen, Sampson, and Beaufort counties, offering safe, warm housing for those that need it. As governor, I'm asking all counties to look, especially tomorrow night, for potential shelter needs because of the extremely cold weather. It's literally getting down to 0 degrees, and we could be in some very dangerous situations. So I do ask all counties to reassess their shelter needs, not because of the snow situation, but because of the cold weather situation tomorrow night. The state government adverse weather policy will remain in effect through tomorrow, so all state employees need to assess the hazardous conditions that they're in, use your common sense, and we have clear policy on how to deal with that issue. Nine counties continue to operate their emergency operation centers to respond to any storm needs. As a reminder, if you need to check on that as a citizen, do check on our Ready NC mobile app, and that will get you the information that you need. Travelers are also urged to call 511 or go to the website for up-to-date roadway conditions. The website is www.ncdot. Motorists are reminded to use 911 only in cases of emergency, but if you think it's an emergency, do use 911, especially with this cold weather coming up. Again, thanks to the people of North Carolina. You're helping neighbors. You're using your common sense, and the emergency workers and all of us appreciate it. Again, I'm very worried about the next two nights. Check on your neighbor, especially if there's any utility outages. And also, my experience as a mayor and as a governor during extremely cold weather, sometimes the secondary sources of heat can be very dangerous. In the past, we've had fatalities due to people using charcoal and other types of heat sources that have put their families in very, very dangerous situations and fatal situations. So we want to make sure that does not occur in any part of our state during the next two nights.